5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I am gazing out of the official weather window here, and it is getting pretty clear, that we're going to have those thunderstorms arriving, I would say momentarily. I'm hoping against hope. They hold off just an hour. That's all I need. Right, finish up the little show, make my way inside, commence happy hour maneuvers at Bar-a-Lago, and there we go. I understand Rich Herrera is off tomorrow and Friday. As somebody asked me, what's going on? I don't know. I mean, I know what's going on with him. His son Riggs is in town, and they're taking a couple of days off to just hang out and be dad and son and have some fun, which is great. But no, I don't know what's going to be happening in the morning. I'll be tuning in at 6 a.m., just like you should. We'll find out then. It's easy enough. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, did you really just say to John Reed a while ago you were just too damn nice? Yeah. I meant to say too darn nice, but I'm not nearly as nice as John, so I think I said too damn nice. That's what it is. Yeah, sorry. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful to hear John, Lucy, and Henrico. Good. Well, I think you should go and, you know, you support John, support John. You support Winsome Sears, you support Jason Miaris, working hard to save the Commonwealth. Those are all good people. 804, does John have an online donation page for the campaign? Yes, johnreed4virginia.com. johnreed4virginia.com. All right, couple of other things that you and I are chatting about. I am curious to know, with the Amazon Prime days, it used to be one day, now it's four solid days. We're in day number two, wrapping up day number two. People have this tendency to go, oh my God, something is cheap. I need three of them. And you buy a whole slew of things and you realize, well, I didn't actually need them. I don't care what the price was. I didn't need it. I needed a new laptop. You know that. I have been laptop free now for 2 weeks, something like that. It's just terrible. I feel like I'm living in the Stone Ages. So I did break down. I did buy a laptop that seems to be fitting for me. It will fit my needs. And I did find a company which apparently can recover the data from the old broken one. So that'll be good. I mean, that if that all works out, I'll be very happy. But yeah, the new laptop arrived today in the IT department. Will take pity on me this evening. We'll open up the box and she will make it work. Get her magical wand out and just sort of wave it in the direction of the laptop. Have you purchased anything on Amazon Prime over the last 2 days? I'm just curious to know. I'm just being nosy. Everything I've read says that the things to buy tech-related, I mean, in addition to a laptop or whatever you might need, it's the storage, right? Because you can get a 2 tera. Oh, there's the lightning. First official lightning. Okay. You get a 2 terabyte external hard drive for $75. That's not bad. That's a lot of teras or a lot of bytes. I don't know which way they measure that, but it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of room. And that is absolutely some good stuff. Oh, I heard something today. I just want to share this with you. I was chatting with some people who know. I won't tell you who those people were, but apparently, Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner, who has played the part of a U.S. senator now for what, 18 years? 24 years? I don't know, it's a long time. He said he wouldn't serve more than 2 terms. That was a couple of terms ago. That promise went by the wayside, proving that he was a liar. But he apparently is going to be visiting the Hanover Tomato Festival. You're thinking, well, what's the big deal? The Hanover Tomato Festival is really a cool thing. Oh, it is a cool thing. And it's packed with people. I mean, it is really packed with people. But Mark Warner, in all of his years in office, has never once visited the Hanover Tomato Festival. Why would Mark Warner, for the first time in, what, 40 years feeding at the public trough, why would the ever-constipated Mark Warner decide that he has to visit the Hanover Tomato Festival? You know why? Because maybe the polling numbers for him are not nearly as good as his folks would have you believe. That's my sense. My sense is that all of these people on the one side of the aisle say, it's a slam dunk, it's a slam dunk, no big deal, it's all going to be good. Well, maybe not nearly as good as you think, which actually is very good for the rest of us. A lot of discussion about the illegal alien situation. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be here. Tony, as you know, was the director of ICE for President Trump. And he understands what's going on. He knows what's going on. And we'll get some more insight from him tomorrow. But Tom Homan is out and about. And I like Tom Homan. I like him a lot. I've mentioned I personally had the opportunity just to hang out with him a few times up in D.C. And what you see is what you get. Tom Homan is just an old-time cop. Now, he's brilliant. He's worked brilliant into it. And multilingual and a whole bunch of other stuff, but he really is down to earth and a cop. So there were a couple of us just sort of hanging out as ex-cops, retired cops, former cops, old cops, you know. And Homan, man, I like Homan. Take a list. We got a couple of little clips from him. How about a little soggy number four there, Germ?
As far as ICE, it's a huge plus. 10,000 more officers. ICE. Look, I've been doing this since 1984. Border Patrol's been plussed up many times, and I appreciate that, and I'm supportive of that. But when people Border Patrol arrest somebody, they go in detention. Then they go into immigration hearing. Then if they get order removed, they get removed. That's all ICE's job. So our Border Patrol got plussed up over decades. ICE didn't. So now ICE finally is getting the resources they need. And, you know, it's going to put more boots on the ground, which we need right now. I just did an interview. There's over 600,000 illegal aliens in this nation with criminal histories walking the streets. We need to find them quickly. And for those that say 3,000 a day is too much, I want to remind them, do the math. We'd have to arrest 7,000 every single day for the remainder of this administration just to catch the ones Biden released.
How about that? How about that? Oh, one more. We've got another soggy one here. Soggy 6.
Mr. Homan, Zoran Mamdani, the likely next mayor of New York City, has promised not to cooperate with you or with ICE or deportations of any kind. Do you have a plan? Is there a plan to work around that? How are you going to handle it?
Good luck on that, because we're going to be in New York City, and President Trump said it 2 weeks ago. We're going double down, triple down in sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or a blue state, because we know that's where the problem is. We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainers. We know that. We don't have that problem like in Florida, where every sheriff in the state is working with us. So where we're going to send our assets, we're going to send them where the problem is. Sanctuary cities. So I've said it before. We'll flood the zone of sanctuary cities. If they don't let us arrest a bad guy in a county jail, they're going to arrest them in a community. We're going to arrest them at a work site. So we're going to increase community operation. We're going to increase work site enforcement operation. We're going to get the bad guys. So if they don't want to help, get out of the way. We're coming to do it.
There you go. Hey, can he make it any clearer than that? Good for him. Taking a look at my email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. If you do want to shoot me an email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Comes from, who is this, Bob? Bill. Bill says, hey, Jeff, just finished my first ever visit to Jake's Place. I loved the Jeff Cat sandwich. Good. Glad to hear it. You know, $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich sold over, what, the next 4 or 5 weeks, something like that, is being donated to Team Cats as we raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich, Wendy and John Yeoman said, we'll donate that to Team Cats. We're trying to raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation. We're actually trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate our 10th anniversary of the father figure. So if you're hungry, go to Jake's Place. Buy a couple of Jeff Cat sandwiches. Really, they're great sandwiches, and you'll be helping out a great cause. Delicious and helpful. How about that? 515 Jeff Cats, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and we definitely have got all sorts of thunderstorms coming our way, just so you know. I don't care where you are in the area, you're going to get some sort of thunderstorms. Here in the center of the universe, Ashland, it looks like it could be starting just about any moment, and they're going to be with us through the overnight. This is the really, really important part. We're looking at picking up 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight, and we're looking as well about localized flooding. So if that becomes a big issue, obviously we'll be all over it, and we'll get our pal Matt DiNardo, chief meteorologist over at 8 News, to jump in and give us whatever other info we might need. I got a lovely text from my friend Jeff Van Horn. You know Jeff Van Horn, right? Over at Lucky Road Run Shop. And I haven't heard from him in a while. He opened a brand new Lucky Road over in Short Pump, and I don't think he has seen the light of day for the last few months that they've been open. But he took time. He said, "Jeff, I was actually lucky enough to hear some of your show the other day. I couldn't agree with you more about Lebanon bologna." Oh, I love Lebanon bologna. And it goes well with Cooper cheese, too. Ooh, sort of like a sweet and savory kind of a thing. Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. I like my Lebanon bologna just like I... Well, no, there's a bad joke there. But it's truthful. Just like I like my Hanover tomatoes. Oh, I know what you were thinking. He likes his Lebanon bologna just like he likes his women. Slathered in Duke's mayonnaise with 2 pieces of white bread. No, I was going to say Hanover tomatoes, but okay, fine, do that. But I do, I love that. And taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Poor 804 says, "Jeff, please say no, say it ain't so. Mark Warner coming to our beloved festival. He'll be bringing rotten tomatoes." I know, God. You imagine that? First time in his entire political career that the ever-constipated Mark Warner apparently is going to be showing up at the Hanover Tomato Festival. I just hope a whole bunch of people say to him, and you are, who are you? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. For any number of reasons. First of all, it's going to piss him off because he has a terrible temper. He does. He's known to be a really creepy, nasty dude. But it will remind him that we see through the facade. You know? Now you're going to pretend that you care. Now you're going to cut. Nah, it's all right. We're good. Don't forget there are 100 House of Delegates seats that are up as well. That's important. We've got to get control of stuff up there on Capitol Square. If you remember Ralph Northam, and good Lord knows it wasn't that long ago, that Governor Goober was moonwalking across the stage, maybe or maybe not in blackface, maybe or maybe not under a Klan hood, right? Because those were the two options of that photo. Either he is the idiot in blackface or he is the idiot under the Klan hood. But one of them was him. Right? But do you remember what he did to Virginia? How many businesses have we lost as a result of him? How much our children suffered as a result of his insane school closures? I don't want to go back to that. That's what Abigail Spanberger is all about. It's all about government control, make no mistake about it. And that Ghazala Hashmi, she's just back crap crazy. So we've got some options. Hey, Mike Dickinson is going to join us in just a couple of moments. Our local Andy Ngo, homegrown citizen journalist. Looking forward to chatting with him. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be dropping by. Always look forward to chatting with him. It is 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, yeah, it is Wednesday. You know that music? Well, I know John Cena grabbed it too, but it's Mike Dickinson's music. Mike is our local homegrown Andy Ngo, citizen journalist, joins us exclusively on Wednesdays. Mike, thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime, anytime.
Where should we start? It's been a, well, it's been a rather interesting week. UVA, you want to tackle that? The departure sort of kind of Jim Ryan?
Yeah, let's talk about Jim Ryan, the former president of UVA, resigning and now going back to being just a professor. You know, all of this local media and all of the media wants to write a sob story about, oh, it's so terrible that Trump is going after these college presidents and he's going after the educational system, but they don't tell the truth about it. They don't tell the truth about the fact that Jim Ryan was given an ultimatum to stop the illegal DEI discrimination policies at UVA. Jim Ryan was told to do it, and he was told that the federal government and the Department of Justice was actually going to enforce the Department of Justice laws, and Jim Ryan chose, he willingly chose to break the law. He willingly chose to set an example of being a criminal when he's supposed to be an example. And he's willingly, he basically thought that he could shake his thumb in the face of the authority and be like, no, I'm a college president. I have all these degrees. I know best. I'm not going to listen to anybody and continue discriminating. And so that's what happened to Jim Ryan. So I feel no sorrow for him. He deserves what he got, which was to be fired. He resigned, but technically he was going to be fired because of all the discrimination lawsuits that are piling up against UVA.
It'd be nice if he could grab that goofy Larry Sabato on his way out the door, you know?
You would think so. I mean, there have been so many stories about Larry Sabato and his lurch to the far left and the lurch that he's had and just the unwillingness to investigate any of them. You know, Larry Sabato, I filed a FOIA request a couple years ago to try to get to the bottom of some of these rumors that have circulated in the social media sphere about Larry Sabato that are not flattering to him whatsoever. And in the interest of public knowledge in journalism, I filed a FOIA with UVA, and then I get a report back that just to get emails, it was going to be $25,000 to get copies of the public record on possible monies that have been paid by UVA about Larry Sabato and involving him. So you tell me, was Jim Ryan covering up for him? Were they trying to cover for him? Who knows, but it's not a good look when someone in the public wants to know what public money is being spent for in relation to a public employee, and then you get that kind of a letter, $26,000 to find out what UVA knows about that.
Boy, that's insane. That's insane. Well, I'll tell you, what I need to know about Larry Sabato, I had driven home when he described people supporting President Trump at that rally as Nazis. That was it. I mean, I don't know all the background stuff with him. Like you, I've heard all these rumors over the years, but man, he's not doing anything right by UVA as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to your alma mater, VCU, because they count some proud alums, right? They got Mike Dickinson, and who else they got? No, come on, they got other people, right?
Yeah, well, it's surprising, but not surprising, considering how far VCU has gone to the left the last few years, that we've all heard about this mayoral candidate in New York City, Zoran Mamdani, far, far left. He's a democratic socialist. He hates white people. He's made that clear in various posts that he's made. He hates the police. He's made that very, very clear the last few years on posts that he's made. He won the Democratic primary to be mayor of New York, which means, in all honesty, he's going to be the mayor, because it's just like sheriff in Richmond. If you win the Democratic primary, you're the de facto person.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, Democratic socialist, he's going to be the mayor of New York. And it looks like his wife, Rama Dewaji, she's 27. She's a proud graduate, 2019 graduate of VCU, communication arts major.
So, communication arts.
Ooh. Communication arts major. But this is my question. So reading about her and studying her, it looks like when she was at VCU, it looks like her major focus in art was on doing shows on body dysmorphia, which means that if you're doing art about people who are either overweight and feel like they're overweight, or how people's body image. And I mean, that's all fine and good, but I hope the hell that the taxpayers then pay for that with a student loan.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
all these people on the far left complain about student loan debt. Well, did they get degrees in something that actually pays, or did they get degrees doing art on body dysmorphia? Dysmorphia. I mean, really? I mean,
well, so, look, Mike, in all fairness, the whole basket weaving curriculum was unavailable. I mean, it was all filled out. You know, no TA positions there, so. Well, it's going to be fascinating, and I'm sure VCU will be happy about that on some level. It's craziness. I want to talk a little bit about Jason Meagher as our attorney general, because I got to tell you, I like Jason, and I've liked Jason all along. I think he's a tough guy, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. He sees something wrong. He sees some sort of criminal behavior. He's all over it, and he wants to make sure, among other things, that people are not repeating crimes.
Right, and Jason Meagher, we've got to get him reelected this year, because if not, Virginia is in a lot of trouble. So he was giving a press conference a week or so ago about this Truth in Sentencing bill that the Democrats pushed through in 2020. You remember 2020 when the Democrats were dancing all day to profane songs in the state capitol? They documented themselves doing it, and when they were pushing everything through, when they were having Zoom sessions, and if you were not speaking on their behalf, they would basically silence you on that. When they were doing everything they complain about is what the Democrats were doing. 2020, they passed this early release program. And basically what it is it rewards people who are in prison for two or three or four days of good time for every day they serve. So basically these people are getting good time, so time off their sentence. And as a incentive to, hey, if you behave, you get out early. Not a terrible idea, but also not an idea that goes along with the tenet of law and order, that if you do the crime, you do the time. And it comes to the fact that it doesn't work. The recidivism rate, and people out there may not know what recidivism means. It means that if someone is convicted of a crime, if they go back to a criminal lifestyle, and in 2023, which what we saw in the state of Virginia, out of 10,000 people released early via benefit of this program, 50% got rearrested within the same year. And 2024, we only have the first half of the year in that data, but it's running a very, very similar numbers. So it looks like the idea that the Democrats push of rehabilitative justice, where you give people a break if they behave, is not effective at teaching people the lesson that crime hurts and you've got to do the time. So I'm glad that he's pointing that out, and I hope we are able to get rid of that program in Virginia, because it's allowing criminals into our community. And, you know, look, people do crime, you know, we forgive them, you know, people can make a good turnaround, but at the end of the day, you know, the statistics, they don't back it up. It shows that like 50% of people that do crime typically go back to doing crime.
The numbers are staggering. Mike, we always bring you out with the song that John Cena borrowed from you. So what is Mr. Cena up to? Is he really like 2 weeks away from just hanging up the boots?
We will see. It looks like they're advertising or pushing a SummerSlam rematch against Cody Rhodes again. So we had that match at WrestleMania. Cena won. We have that match coming up at SummerSlam. I don't think Cena will hang it up before we get to SummerSlam, because that's going to be a premier match. It's, you know, at MetLife Stadium right there in New Jersey, across the river from New York, and I'm sure that would be the headline match of the weekend, Cena versus Rhodes. And it wouldn't surprise me at that if that would be the time to drop the title back to Cody Rhodes, or who knows, maybe in the next 2 weeks we see a return from The Rock. Where has The Rock been at? Ever since he was instrumental in getting Cena back into the picture, The Rock has disappeared. I don't know what The Rock's doing, but I thought that he would be very, very, as the final boss, much more heavily involved, but it looks like he's checked out.
Wow. All right. So it could just be Cena does the favor for Rhodes, everybody goes back essentially to where they were, and John Cena, what, he's headed out to Hollywood full-time, correct?
It looks like it. He's doing the Comic-Con scene big time right now. I mean, every weekend he's booked somewhere. You see it on social media. He's doing all these autographs and meet and greets, and he's not necessarily staying in his angry, irritated character when he's doing them, or his resentful "the fans used me" character. It looks like he's smiling and being happy in the photos that have been out.
Why? Because people are paying $200 for a photo with him. That's why he's so doggone happy. That's why. There you go. That's the answer to everything, Mike. Pin me, pay me. I learned that my first day on the job. Pin me, pay me, brother. That's all I need to know. Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I really do. I appreciate everything you do for this program. I look forward to Wednesdays, and I look forward to your return to social media. I know you're busy trying to get all of that sorted out. I just thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate being on your show, and we'll be back on social media soon. Don't worry.
I love it. Thank you, sir. Mike Dickinson, our local Andy No. I'm telling you, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and pro wrestling analyst. Love it. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday, and here in the center of the universe, anyway, we're about to get smacked with a whole bunch of thunderstorms. The lightning has commenced, and the storms are coming. We're looking at the potential, all of us, anywhere and everywhere in central Virginia, of 1 to 2 inches of rain overnight. Localized flooding, a very real possibility. It's something you got to pay attention to. Heidi and I were chatting about this the other day, looking at what's going on in Texas. And did you know that Governor Youngkin's family was out there? They own some sort of a home on that river. And the First Lady, Suzanne Youngkin, I guess their kids, it just said family, but they were out there, and they were trapped. Now, luckily, they're all fine, but you look at what's happened in Texas. Anyway, Heidi's observation was, just, how many times do we get these flood warnings and we just ignore them? And how many of us? A lot of us. So be aware of that. Again, overnight tonight, we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain, some strong winds, and the possibility of localized flooding. Do what you need to do to be safe. I am going to ask you to help me with Team Katz. We are trying to raise, believe it or not, $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Now, it's not just us. We've got a great team, but I don't think we're going to get $100,000 just our team. There are four teams. My friend Chris Beach has set this up like the NCAA basketball tournament. And each of our teams trying to raise our fair share. So, I am going to post again over on Facebook the link. I would love for you to support us. This is how we do the Inside Out Dad program at jails around the area. This is how we get diapers into the hands of dads who need them for their kids. This is how we do Father Christmas. I mean, bottom line, this is it. We need help. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the father figure, and I would urge you, please, if you value these programs, then be part of the effort to support them. In addition to that, we've got some great people who have signed up for Team Katz. My friend Laura Sylvester, Pie Safe Baking Company. Over the next few weeks, as she is out at the farmers markets, she is going to be offering some special deals. She'll donate $15 for each of the Julia Katz strawberry shortcakes that she sells. And $5 off of a bag of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies. And $2 off of a pumpkin bread. So I'll get those details up. Jake's Place. Yeah, Wendy and John didn't waste any time. They stepped up to the plate. $2 for each and every Jeff Katz sandwich sold over there. And I got a note that said, Emily Morrissey and the team at Emily's Bracelets, they're going to be on Team Katz. I'll give you details tomorrow. Have a fantastic evening. Please be careful. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.